This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, visit LibriVox.org. Domestic Cookery, Useful Recipes, and Hints to Young Housekeepers by Elizabeth E. Lee. Section 9. Cakes. Remarks on Making and Baking Cake. The materials for making cake should be of the best quality, as your success very much depends on it. Flour should be dried and sifted, sugar rolled fine, spices pounded and sifted. Where brown sugar is used, it should be spread on a dish and dried before rolling it. I have known very good pound cake made with brown sugar, also jumbles, etc. Persons that make their own butter sometimes use it fresh from the churn, which prevents the necessity of washing the salt out of it for cake, and it mixes more readily than hard butter. Currants should be picked over, washed, and dried. Raisins should be stemmed and stoned. When these preparations are made the day before, it is a great assistance. Eggs should be fresh, or they will not beat light. In beating the whites, take a broad, flat dish and beat them until you can hold the dish upside down. This is a test of their lightness. A large bowl is best for mixing and beating cake. You must use your hand for mixing the sugar and butter, and as you add the other ingredients, you may take a large wooden spoon. Beat it sometime after it is all mixed. The oven should be ready to bake immediately, as standing makes cake heavy. A brick oven is the most certain, and over your pans of cake, you should spread several layers of newspaper to prevent its browning too suddenly. Cake requires more time than bread. A large cake should stay in the oven from an hour and a half to 2 hours, turning and looking at it from time to time. When you think it is sufficiently baked, stick a broad, bright knife in the center. If it is dry and free from dough when having drawn out, the cake is likely to be done, though sometimes this is not a certain test, and you will have to draw a little from the center of the cake with the knife. A broom straw will sometimes answer in a small cake instead of a knife. A large stone pan with a cover is the best for keeping cake, or a large covered bowl. Icing for cake. Roll and sift 1 pound of loaf sugar, whip the whites of 3 eggs, put in the sugar gradually, and beat it for 1/2 hour. If it is so thick that it will not run, put in some rose water. Let the cake be nearly cool. Dry it in an oven that is nearly cool. Another way. Put the white of 1 egg and a little rose water into 1/2 pound of pulverized sugar, and heat them together till they stand. When it is nearly light enough, add 1 few drops of lemon juice or a small portion of tartaric acid, dissolved in a little water. It must be beaten in a bowl which has never had anything greasy in it, either cream or butter. The cake must have a little flour sifted over it and wiped off with a towel. Then cover it with a thin coat of the icing, set it under the stove or in a place that's a little warm, and let it harden. Then add the 2nd coat thicker. This will be perfectly white, but the first is always dark and has crumbs through it. A rich fruit cake. Have the following articles prepared before you begin the cake. Dry and sift 4 pounds of flour, 4 pounds of butter with salt washed out, 2 pounds of loaf sugar pounded, 1 ounce of nutmegs grated, 1 ounce of mace pounded. Wash 4 pounds of currants, dry, pick, and rub them in flour. Stone and cut 2 pounds of raisins, slice 2 pounds of citron, blanch 1 pound of sweet almonds and cut them in very thin slices. Break 30 eggs, separate the whites and yolks, and beat them till very light. Work the butter with your hand till it's soft as cream. Put in alternately the flour, sugar, and eggs. When all are mixed in and the cake looks very light, add the spice, fruit, almonds, and 1/2 pint of brandy. Set it in a well-heated oven to bake. When it has risen and the top is beginning to brown, cover it with paper. Let it bake 4 hours, and when it is nearly cool, ice it. This will keep a long time in a stone pan covered close. A cheaper fruit cake. Take 4 pounds of flour, 3 of butter, 3 of sugar, 2 of raisins, 1 of currants, 2 dozen eggs, 1 ounce of mace, 3 nutmegs, and 1/2 pint of brandy. If you want it dark, put in a little molasses. Mix the ingredients together as the above fruit cake and bake it from 2 to 3 hours. Fruit or plum cake. Dry and sift 1 pound of flour. Roll 1 pound of sugar and beat with it 1 pound of butter. Add the yolks of 10 eggs well beaten. Wash and dry 1 pound of currants and rub them in flour. Stone and cut 1/2 pound of raisins and mix in with 1 glass of rose brandy and 1 grated nutmeg or mace. When all the rest are well mixed together, beat up the whites of the eggs and add them. Bake it 1 hour and 1/2. Pound cake. Wash the salt from a pound of butter and beat with it a pound of loaf sugar till it is as soft as cream. Have a pound of flour sifted and beat 10 eggs, the whites and yolks separately. Put alternately into the butter and sugar the flour and eggs. Continue to beat until they are all in and the cake looks light. Add some grated lemon peel, a nutmeg, and half a wine glass of brandy. Butter the pan and bake it an hour. When it is nearly cold, ice it. If you want a very large cake, double the quantity. You can tell when a cake is done by running in a broom straw or the blade of a bright knife. If it comes out without sticking, it is done, but if not, set it back. You can keep a cake a great while in a stone pan that has a lid to fit tight. White cake. Beat the whites of 20 eggs. Wash the salt out of a pound of butter. Sift a pound of flour. Roll a pound of loaf sugar. Blanch a pound of almonds. Roll them fine with a bottle, and mix them with rose water. Work the butter, sugar, and almonds together till they look like cream. Have the eggs beaten very light, and add them and the flour alternately till you get it all in. Beat the whole together till it is very light. Have a pan buttered, and put it in a heated oven to bake. When it begins to brown, put white paper over the top. Bake it about 3 hours. When it is nearly cold, prepare an icing, flavored with rose water. Put it on the top and sides. Washington cake. Take a pound and 3/4 of sugar, the same of flour, 3/4 of a pound of butter, 1/2 pint of milk, and mix them as a pound cake. Just as it is ready to bake, dissolve a teaspoonful of saleratus in a little sour cream and stir in. Season with nutmeg and rose brandy or essence of lemon. Bake it as a pound cake. Some persons put in a teaspoon of lemon juice just before baking. Madison cake. Take 1 1/4 pounds of flour and the same of sugar and butter, 5 eggs, 1 pound of raisins and 1 of currants, 2 glasses of wine or brandy, mace, nutmeg, and a teaspoonful of saleratus dissolved in 1 pint of new milk. Bake it as a pound cake. Indian pound cake. Take 3/4 pound of Indian meal sifted, 1/4 of wheat flour, roll 1 pound of sugar, work into it 3/4 pound of butter, season with nutmeg and rose brandy, add 4 eggs beaten light, mix and bake as other pound cake. Rice flour pound cake. Take 7 eggs, 1 pound of rice flour, 1 of sugar, 1/2 pound of butter, season it with rose water and nutmeg, mix and bake it as other pound cake, and ice it. Sponge cake. Balance 12 fresh eggs with sugar and 6 with flour. Beat the eggs very light, the whites and yolks separately. Mix alternately the sugar and eggs, and add the grated peel of a lemon. Butter a large pan, or several smaller ones. Add the flour just as it is put in the oven, stirring it just sufficiently to mix. Beating it after the flour is added makes it heavy. Pour it in and put it to bake as soon as possible. This makes a good pudding with white sauce. 1/2 rice flour is an improvement. Rice sponge cake. Take 3/4 pound of rice flour, 1 pound of white sugar finely powdered, and 10 eggs. Beat the yolks with the sugar, the whites alone. Add them and the flour to the yolks and sugar, a little at a time. Season it with rose brandy and nutmeg. Bake it in shallow pans. Sponge cake in small pans. Take 12 eggs with the weight of them in sugar, and the weight of 6 of them in flour. Beat the yolks with the sugar, the whites alone. Season with nutmeg or grated lemon peel. Put all together, adding the flour last. Stir it quickly after the flour is added, as it will make it heavy to beat it much. Grease several small pans and pour it in. Bake with a quick heat, and they will be done in 1/2 hour, or less according to the size. They are pretty iced. Lemon sponge cake. Take 10 eggs, separate them, 1 pound of loaf sugar, 1/2 pound of flour, the grated peel of 2 lemons and the juice of 1. Beat the yolks with the sugar, the whites alone, then add them and sift in the flour by degrees. Beat well. Have your pan buttered and bake with a quick heat, either in a stove or Dutch oven or a brick oven. The heat should be not quite so great as for light bread. It will bake in 1 hour. Cupcake. Take 4 cups of flour, 3 of sugar, 1 of melted butter, 1 of sour cream, with 1 teaspoonful of saleratus dissolved in it. Add 3 eggs, season it with brandy and nutmeg, mix, and bake as 1 pound cake. Loaf cake. Take about a pound of risen bread dough. Work into it a teacup of butter, 3 eggs beaten, a pound of sugar, a nutmeg grated, and a glass of brandy or wine. A pound of raisins, stoned and chopped, should be added after it is well beaten. 1/2 pint of cream, slightly warmed, with 1 tablespoon of vinegar and 1 teaspoonful of dissolved salaeratus, should be stirred in just as you are ready to bake it. Also, sifted flour enough to make it the proper consistency. Bake in a large pan, in a brick oven or stove, and it will require 1 hour and 1/4. Queen cake. Mix 1 pound of dried flour, the same as sifted sugar, and currants. Wash 1 pound of butter, add rose water, beat it well, 1 teacup of cream, then mix with it 8 eggs, yolks and whites beaten separately. Add the dry ingredients by degree. Beat the whole 1 hour. Bake in little tins or saucers, filling only half. Rich jumbles. Rub 1 pound of butter into 1 1/4 pounds of flour. Beat 4 eggs with 1 1/4 pounds of sugar. When very light, mix with them the butter and flour. Mix in 1 glass of rose water and 1 nutmeg. Roll them in rings and bake them slowly. Sift powdered sugar over after they are baked. Common jumbles. Take 1 pound of flour, 1/2 pound of butter, and 3/4 of sugar, 3 eggs, 1 little nutmeg, and rose brandy. Mix the butter and sugar together, add the flour and eggs, mold them in rings, and bake them slowly. Molasses jumbles. Beat 3/4 pound of sugar, the same of butter, and 3 eggs together. Stir in 1/2 pint of molasses. Add rose brandy and nutmeg, and enough flour to make a soft dough. Roll it in rings and bake as other jumbles. By the addition of 1/2 pint of molasses and 1 teaspoonful of salaeratus, you will have a common black cake, which may be baked in 1 large pan. Jumbles for delicate persons. Roll 1 heaped pint of light brown sugar, and rub in 2 pints of flour, 1/2 pound of butter, and 1 dessert spoonful of cinnamon. Beat 1 egg, and mix with it 1/2 teacup of rich milk, in which 1 very small lump of salaeratus has been dissolved. Stir all together with 1 wine glass of rose brandy. Work it well, roll thin, and cut them out. Bake with moderate heat. Cup jumbles. 5 teacups of flour, 3 of sugar, 1 heaped of butter, 1 of sweet cream, 3 eggs, and the peel of 1 lemon, grated, or nutmeg or mace if you like. Roll them thin and bake in 1 quick oven. Jackson jumbles. 3 teacups of sugar, 1 of butter, 5 of flour, 1 teaspoonful of salaeratus in 1 cup of sour cream, and 2 eggs. Bake in 1 quick oven, season them with the peel of 1 fresh lemon grated, and 1/2 wine glass of brandy. Macaroons. Blanch 1 pound of almonds, beat them in 1 mortar, and put with them 1 little rose water to keep them from oiling, the white of 1 egg, and 1 large spoonful of flour. Roll 1 pound of loaf sugar and beat the whites of 4 eggs. Beat them all together. Shape them on white paper with 1 spoon and bake them on tin plates in 1 slow oven. Let them be quite cold before you remove them from the paper. Naples biscuit. Beat 12 eggs till light. Add to them 1 pound of dried flour and 1 of powdered sugar. Beat all together till perfectly light. Put in some rose water and nutmeg, and bake it in small shallow pans in 1 moderately heated oven. New Year cake. Mix together 3 pounds of flour, 1 1/2 pounds of sugar, and 3/4 pound of butter. Dissolve 1 teaspoonful of salaeratus in 1 new milk to wet the flour. Mix them together, grate in 1 nutmeg or the peel of 1 lemon. Roll them out, cut them in shapes, and bake. Cider cake. Take 1 1/2 pounds of flour, 3/4 of sugar, and 1/4 pound of butter. Dissolve 1 teaspoonful of salaeratus in 1 much cider as will make 1 soft dough, and bake it in shallow pans. Season it with spice to your taste. Dover cake. 1 pound of flour, 1 of sugar, 1/2 pound of butter, 6 eggs, 1/2 nutmeg, 1 spoonful of rose brandy. Beat the butter and sugar together, adding the other ingredients, the whites of 1 egg beaten separately. Bake as pound cake. Jelly cake. This cake can be made by the sponge cup or Dover cake recipe. Have shallow tin pans or plates of the same size. Butter them and pour in the batter so as to be about 1/2 inch thick when baked. They take but 1 few minutes to bake of 1 light brown, and as you take them from the oven, put them on 1 china plate with 1 layer of jelly between each cake till you have 4 or 5 layers. cut the cake in slices before handing it. Currant jelly is to be preferred, but quince will answer, or peach marmalade. Almond cake. 10 eggs, 1 pound of loaf sugar, 1/2 pound of almonds, 1/2 pound of flour, 1 nutmeg. Beat the yolks first, then put in the sugar, beating them very light. Blanch the almonds and pound them in a mortar, with rose water or the juice of a lemon. Add them alternately with the flour, and the whites of the eggs well beaten. If you bake in 1 large cake, it will require 1.5 hours in a slow oven. In small pans, it will take less time, and in either case, will require watching. Raised plum cake. Take 3 pounds of flour. Take 3 pounds of flour and mix to it as much new milk as will make a thick batter, and 1 teacup of yeast. When it is light, beat together 1 pound of butter, 1 pound of sugar, and 4 eggs. Mix this in with 1 pound of raisins, stoned and cut, 1/2 pound of currants, 1 grated nutmeg, and 1 glass of rose brandy. Bake it 2 hours. Black cake. Rub 1.5 pounds of softened butter in 3 pounds of flour. Add 1 pound of brown sugar, rolled fine, 1 pint of molasses, 1 tablespoonful of rose brandy, 1 nutmeg or some mace, 4 eggs well beaten, 1 pound of raisins stoned and chopped. Mix the whole well, and before baking, add 1 teacup of sour cream with 1 teaspoonful of soda dissolved in it. Beat it up again, have the pans well buttered, and put in 3 parts full. This quantity will make 6 cakes in bread pans. Bake as bread, and if it browns too much, put paper on it. If it seems too stiff, add 1 little more molasses or cream. It will keep several weeks in cold weather. Buns. Take 1.25 pounds of flour, 1/2 pound of butter, and 3/4 pound of sugar, 6 eggs, 1/2 pound of currants, 1/2 nutmeg, 1 glass of brandy, and 1 pint of new milk. Mix all well together, and put in 1/2 teacup of yeast. Let it rise, and when light, bake it in shallow pans. Buttermilk cakes. 1 pound of sugar, 1/4 pound of butter, 3 eggs, 1 teacup of buttermilk, nutmeg or cinnamon to taste. Add as much flour as will make 1 dough that will roll out. Cut in round cakes and bake with 1 quick heat. A composition cake. 1 pound of sugar, 1 of flour, 1/2 pound of butter, 6 eggs, 2.5 wine glasses of milk, 1 teaspoonful of soda and 1 of tartaric acid. Warm the milk and butter, add the sugar, then the yolks of the eggs beaten light, then the whites and the flour alternately, then the soda to be dissolved in 1/2 wine glass of water. Season with nutmeg, mace, or 1 little essence of lemon, and add lastly the tartaric acid, dissolved in 1/2 wine glass of water. Bake it 1 hour in an oven, as hot as usual for bread. When brown at top, cover it with paper. 1 pound of dried currants is an agreeable addition. Ginger cupcake. 3 cups of flour, 1 of sugar, 1 of molasses, 1 of butter, 1 tablespoonful of ginger, 1 teaspoonful of salaeratus, and 3 eggs. Bake in pans. 1 pound of stoned and chopped raisins is an improvement. Light gingerbread. Take 3 cups of molasses, 5 of flour, 1 of sugar, 3 eggs, and 1 teaspoonful of salaeratus, dissolved in 1 cup of sour cream. Work the sugar with 1/4 pound of butter. Beat 2 dozen cloves and put in with 2 tablespoons full of ginger. Mix all together and bake in shallow pans or cups. Crisp ginger cake. Take 3 pounds of flour, 1 of sugar, 1 of butter. Mix these together with 3 tablespoons of ginger, some cloves and anise seed, and wet it with molasses. Roll it thin, cut it in shapes, and bake with 1 quick heat. Gingerbread nuts. Take 1.5 pounds of flour, 3/4 pound of sugar, the same of butter, some cloves and cinnamon pounded fine, and 1 ounce of ginger. Mix these well together and make into 1 stiff dough with molasses. Roll it thin and cut it in small cakes. Crullers. Take 2 pounds of flour, 3/4 pound of sugar, 1/2 pound of butter, 6 eggs, and some mace or nutmeg. Mix the flour, sugar, and butter together and wet it with the eggs. If too stiff, put in some cream. Roll the dough thin, cut it in shapes, and fry them in boiling lard. The more lard there is, the less they will soak it up. Rusk. Take 1 quart of milk, 1 teacup of cream, 1/2 pound of lard, 1/4 pound of butter, 1 spoonful of salt, and boil them together. Beat well 2 eggs with 1 pound of sugar, and pour the boiling milk on them gradually, stirring all the time. When nearly cold, add 1 teacup of yeast and flour sufficient to make 1 stiff batter. When quite light, knead it up as bread, and let it lighten again before molding out. When they are molded out, wet them over with sugar and cream, and let them rise a few minutes and bake them. Grate a little sugar over when they come out of the oven. Rusk for drying. Boil a quart of milk and put in 1/2 pound of butter and a little salt. When nearly cold, stir in 1 teacup of yeast, 1 pound of sugar, and flour to make a batter. When it is light, knead it up with flour and let it rise again. Grease your pans and make it out in cakes about the size of 1 teacup and 1 inch thick. Put 2 layers in each part and bake them 3/4 of an hour. Then take them out, break them apart, and put the top ones in the other pans and let them dry slowly in the oven for 1 hour or more. This rusk will keep for months and is very useful in sickness to make panada. It is also good for delicate persons that rich cake disagrees with, or to take on a journey. Nutmeg or mace to your taste. If you like it richer, 2 eggs may be put in. Bread rusk. Take as much lightened dough as would make a loaf of bread. Spread it open and put in 1 teacup of sugar, some nutmeg, and 1 piece of butter. Work it well, mold it out, and bake it with your bread. Wet the top with sugar and cream before it goes in the oven. Donuts. Boil 1 quart of new milk and melt in it 1/2 pound of butter. Beat 3 eggs with 2 pounds of sugar and pour on them the boiling milk, stirring all the time. When it is nearly cold, stir in 1 teacup of yeast, 1 spoonful of salt, and flour enough to make a stiff batter. When this is quite light, knead in flour to make a soft dough. 2 grated nutmegs and 1 little mace. Let it rise again till it is very light. Roll it out thin, cut in shapes, and fry them in hot lard. Dust over cinnamon and loaf sugar pounded fine while they are hot. Common donuts. Pour 1 pint of boiling water into 1 pint of new milk. Put in 1/4 pound of lard and 1 tablespoonful of salt. Stir in 1 teacup of yeast and flour to make a stiff batter. Let it rise, and when very light, put in 2 pounds of light brown sugar, 2 nutmegs, and enough flour to make a soft dough. Work it well, and let it rise again till it is very light. Roll out and fry as other donuts. End of Section 9. Cakes. Read by Kristen McQuillan, MediaTinker.com, April 13, 2006.